From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It appears sides are softening in one of the longest-running health policy wars in Washington, how to control spiraling malpractice insurance premiums for doctors. Until now, the battle has largely been focused on whether to cap some kinds of legal damages. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, some new ideas are coming from some unexpected places.
When Republican Health and Human Services Secretary appears before the annual Washington meeting of the American Medical Association, it's customary for him to talk about the AMA's top concern, malpractice costs. In his first speech to the doctors group, HHS Secretary Mike Leavitt did not disappoint.
It's become crystal clear to me, and I know to you and to most people in this country, that the system of compensating patients when they are injured is seriously broken.
Leavitt stressed that the administration still supports caps on damages for pain and suffering, but federal legislation to cap those damages has been stalled in Congress for a decade now. In the meantime, he said, there are other avenues to be explored. One is a new pilot program the agency has just launched at federally funded community health centers and Indian Health Service clinics. It's called Early Offer.
If a person under this Early Offers pilot is injured and they make a claim, they will be given notice that they have the option of making an early offer. Both sides then have 90 days to submit a confidential offer to a neutral third party, who then compares the offer and notifies the other only if they're within range or if a match is being made.
If the sides are too far apart, a lawsuit could proceed as usual. A fledgling group of doctors, lawyers, insurance professionals, and consumer advocates are trying to push that model further still. The group is called Sorry Works, and the idea, says founder Duck Wachezik, is to avoid lawsuits by having doctors and hospitals apologize for mistakes. First, he says, doctors and hospitals would conduct an immediate investigation of any bad medical outcome.
If there were errors, they go to the family very, very quickly, and they apologize, they offer fair compensation, and they try to answer all the questions and open all the charts and, you know, mitigate any anger, take away all the anger, and try to deal with people in a very forthright fashion.
Wachezik says encouraging open communication between patients and providers is just the opposite of what happens today.
For too long, doctors have been told to break off relations with patients after a bad outcome as a risk management strategy, and it's a failed strategy.
The concept has already been introduced in competing bills offered in the Illinois legislature by doctors and by trial lawyers, and Wachezik says he's starting to hear from members of Congress as well. But while the leading doctor and lawyer groups say they're willing to talk, both remain focused primarily on whether capping damages will fix the problem. Donald Pomisano is the immediate past president of the AMA. He says ideas like early offer are not harmful, but they're not the solution damage caps would be either.
What we do not want to happen is for something that gets passed and it's only an illusion, and it gives people false hope, and nothing really changes.
But Todd Smith, president of the Association of Trial Lawyers of America, says caps remain a non-starter for his group.
If people have been injured or die, they're innocent victims, no fault of their own, through the negligence of someone else, it simply doesn't make sense to say, well, let's cap their damages.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist today reintroduced the AMA-backed bill to impose caps, but he conceded to the group this morning that he still lacks the votes to pass it. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.